House in the morning. 194, the number one hit music station. There are times you fear. Oh, no. Is it me? Am I the problem? Am I the jerk? And fearing just that today and wanting you to weigh in, Playhouse family, is Playhouse family member Trevor wanting to know if he sounds like a jerk for this reason. Trevor, why might you be the jerk?
I guess I need to know if I was the jerk here because my neighbor started yelling at me. And let me back up a second. I have a love for oranges. I eat a lot of oranges. And So I like to go on walks in the neighborhood. I will peel my orange there, throw the peel, on the ground because it's going to be biodegradable and help the soil. And the, so I've been doing that for a while. And now my neighbor's yelling at me because he saw me do it a couple times and he calls me a litterer, says I don't care. And I guess I'm just confused. Like, I thought that was helping the earth.
So you'll go strolling through the neighborhood on the sidewalk. You live in like the residential area. Typical residential area, not the country. You're eating an orange. You'll throw it into like the half-frozen, moderately snow-covered grass, and you're shocked that he's bothered?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a jerk thing to do?
I just don't know.
All right, well, I'm sure you can sense where my vote's headed, but we'll vote, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go jerk, man. I'm sorry. I have to go jerk, because I can imagine how annoyed I would be if I was your neighbor, and like, if you threw that in my lawn or in like the public space adjacent to my lawn, I would be mad. Yes, you're the jerk.
Well, without saying where you live, Trevor, I'm almost positive. I think I have an idea where you live.
Because you see the oranges?
Yeah, I was just walking. I've been going over where young Jay lives, where Jordan's over at, and we've been walking Jasper on a couple of the nicer days. And I seen orange peels and I looked at Jordan. I was like, one of the most annoying things ever. Like, I get where you're coming from, Trevor. I understand that 100%. But the bad part about that is you have, like, animals. People are walking their dogs. My dog sometimes, it's orange. He likes everything. He's a trash panda, and he, like, goes to it, and it's distracting. I mean, plus, it might be biodegradable, or it's probably going to decompose at some time, but it's still going to take some time.
You know what? Bring it home with you.
Yep.
Or eat it at home and keep it there. Go ahead and put it in your own garden at home or your own plants, and you go ahead and take advantage of there. It's not biodegradable if it's sitting in my front yard until I go pick it up for you or rip it out of my dog's mouth.
It's one of the that's one of my most annoying pet peeves is littering in general. And especially even when you see people like throw like orange peels out the window, I get it doesn't really matter here because we don't have like bear and stuff like that. But when you're up in the mountains and you see that, like those animals gravitate towards that because it's food for them. And that's how you end up hitting wildlife. That's how you end up hitting like raccoons or even bear, whatever the case may be, is because they come to eat it on the side of the freeways too.
Well, and if you go and you move, you live in a wood cabin in the middle of the woods, and you're out there and you're like, cutting wood and you're in your flannel shirt and you're throwing it out there for the deer. Okay.
Okay. Do it.
You live in West Fargo?
Yeah. Oh, I was good. He's 100% in West Fargo.
That just ain't happening. It can't be done. 237, it's text 35270. Anybody want to make a case that he's not the jerk?
The Morning Playhouse.
Playhouse 194, 620 in the morning. Hi, I'm Zero. I'm here every day. That's Joel D. He's here because Amy Kay's in Florida for a couple of days. She's back on Monday. This is Am I the Jerk?
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Today in Am I the Jerk, we've been visiting with Trevor, who's fearing he could be the jerk, and I would say those fears are well-founded, honestly. Quick recap.
I need to know if I was the jerk here because my neighbor started yelling at me, and let me back up a second. I have a love for oranges. I eat a lot of oranges, and so I like to go on walks in the neighborhood. I will peel my orange there, throw the peel on the ground because it's going to be biodegradable and help the soil. And the, so I've been doing that for a while. And now my neighbor's yelling at me because he saw me do it a couple times and he calls me a litterer, says I don't care. And I guess I'm just confused. Like, I thought that was helping the earth.
So he's just strolling through the neighborhood, which, by the way, I did ask him. I was like, can you give me a general idea where you're at? And he said Deer Creek, which sounds like it's out in the wilderness. It's not. It's like suburbia. Like, it is Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, suburbia. So we got this guy just strolling down the sidewalk, just throwing his orange peels on the side of the road. Everybody seems to think he's a jerk.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there was somebody kind of asking, where is he throwing it? If he's throwing it in his own yard, that's one thing. But I think Trevor's just walking down the street
throwing along.
Yeah, so a lot of people coming in just saying jerk 100%. Total jerk move. I just freaked out on my dad for doing it, and we live in the country, but still not my yard. It doesn't biodegrade in a month. It takes like a year or two. Is that how long it would take for orange peel? Maybe.
I mean, it's going to take how long it takes for the owner of the yard to walk his butt outside and pick it up. Jerk, not a jerk.
A total jerk. It's just funny because I have two coworkers that have been fighting over the same situation. One was eating a banana and threw it out the window, and the other one slammed on the brakes, backed up, and made him go pick it up. And yeah, they've been fighting about it. This happened about 3 years ago. But I think total jerk. That's unacceptable.
I love that 3 years later, they're still like, you know, remember that time you threw a banana out my window? Jerk?
Yeah, not and a I jerk. Made you pick it up.
Yellow.
Even though it appears that he's littering, it's actually it's good for the environment.
So you don't think the neighbor has a point at all?
No, I don't listen to the neighbor. Save the world and the planet.
With your powers combined, I'm Captain Planet. I hear you. I don't agree with you, but I hear you.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. Somebody said he's a jerk. Littering is littering. Peel the orange before you leave for your walks. That makes sense, too.
Yeah, bring a little baggie with you. You know how some people bring, like, dog waste bags? Bring your orange peel bag or something if you need to go walking around with oranges.
Yeah, it's so, I don't know. I was off air. I was telling you that when I lived in the van, I had stacks of banana peels in my front windshield because I would just, like, eat a banana. I was like, I'm not going to throw it out.
Yep.
So I would stack them there, and then I'd forget until I got to a garbage can. So, like, if I can do it in a van and have banana peels in my windshield.
Do it on a walk.
You could do it on a walk with your orange peel.
You want a fanny pack? I'll buy you a Y94 fanny pack.
There we go. Let's go.
Jerk, not a jerk.
Of course he's littering. He is the worst of the worst neighbors. I mean, it's not a dumping ground. It's not like he's walking through the woods. We live here. We walk our dogs. Or,
yep.
You know, it's crazy.
Total jerk. Hi.
Nah, man. This guy's absolutely a jerk. Okay, if you walk in and you throwing out like half-eaten fruit, you're gonna attract bugs. Okay, you're gonna be throwing them on people's property, and you're gonna make them have the problem. Yeah, he's a jerk for that. He needs to stop. The guy needs to stop littering. That's exactly what it is. He's littering.
Well, that's true now. I mean, you have the luck now of, like, the ground still kind of frozen and a little dusting of snow everywhere. You give it a couple more weeks. I mean, yeah, you'd be getting ants and bees and God knows what else.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You're going to attract that stuff. But, I mean, it's one thing if he's doing it. Like, I don't even want him to do it on the bike path because I've seen it out there before, too. And I know there's runners that are probably training for the Fargo Marathon, and they're like, oh, they pull out their little cutie orange, peel it, eat it, and then throw the peel instead. Put it in your back pocket. I used to have I had sticky pockets because you can pack it in, pack it out. You're getting me all for I'm in.
I know your pockets are sticky. I know. I've seen how you treat your pants.
I'm gonna stay away from
sticky
that.
Sticky pockets. So it sounds like, man, I know that you were hoping for some defense outside of maybe like one person that halfway defended you. I think most people are like, yeah, he's a litterer and a jerk.
I get it, but if we're going to save this planet, we got to do more composting. You know, we got to do things that don't necessarily look good, but are good for the world. Like, come on.
That statement might be true, but you throwing an orange peel in somebody's front yard in, like, South Fargo
has nothing to do. I mean,
it's not saving the world. It's littering.
I know, like in the text too, like they have bins for that. My stepmom has a little bin in her backyard that she was, you know, doing composting and stuff like that. So there's other ways to do it, not just throwing it in people's yards when you're walking, my guy.
Can your logic might be sound, but what you're actually doing with it, the actions are stupid.
It doesn't add up.
But we appreciate you being on, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later. TRQ in minutes.
The number one hit music station. Why?